Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronomerologist, and welcome to your New Year's full moon happening January 1st in the Americas at 9:24 p.m. Eastern Time and 6:24 p.m. Pacific, and January 2nd Universal Time, London and elsewhere in the world. This is such an incredible moment because January 1st starts an 11 universal year. 2018 is an 11 universal year, and then we have this full moon at 11 degrees where the sun and moon are both at 11 degrees. It couldn't be more amazing. All these ones lining up, all these new beginnings, pressing the restart button to the max, but in such a spiritual, beautiful, compassionate way. And the fact that the full moon is actually on January 2nd, universal time, sets off that 11 code as well, because 11, 1 plus 1 equals 2. So we've had the whole gamut of the 11, the 2, the 1 for New Year's activated for this full moon. Now, Cancer is a beautiful sign. It is actually the sign that the moon rules. So a full moon in Cancer is always a big event because, you know, the moon loves Cancer. And Cancer rules the home. And so, of course, most of us are at home for New Year's. We're with family, we're with friends, we're celebrating with our soul family. It is a beautiful time just to be with heart-centered people, people who we care deeply about. So when this coincides with this astronumerology code in the sun and the moon, and also Neptune at 11 degrees, I'll get to that in a moment, during a year that starts with 11, this is a very big message from the universe for us to really understand that the only moment that counts is the one you're living right now, the one you're actually watching now. But everything that you do from this moment forward must just be completely focused with full awareness on only what is happening in front of you or inside of you. Because when you veer off forward or backwards, or take the past, or go into worry, into the future, or concern, whatever it is, you're projecting the past. You're not present. The future is projecting the past. The past, of course, is regurgitating the past, living in the past. And of course, we do need memory to function as human beings, to just understand, you know, to go day by day and do our chores. But if we're not present and aware and able to live both above and below, meaning we are tuned in at the same time that we're manifesting, we're never without our heart being engaged in the present moment. That is what the 11-11 awakening is. It really is an illumination of your soul. So this whole year will be an invitation, an opportunity, a series of opportunities to take you to a place where the only moment that counts is the timeless moment, the moment that is not tied to karma, not tied to expectations. It is completely attuned to you at a soul level with the cosmos, with the galaxy, with joy. There is only living, only being, only enjoying, only finding the passion. So here we have the moon at 11 degrees in Cancer, the sun at 11 degrees Capricorn, right? And Capricorn, of course, governs the 10th house in astrology, which is our career, our divine mission. And they're forming this gorgeous triangle with Neptune in Pisces at 11 degrees. This is total spiritual illumination. This is, you know, Neptune governs unconditional love. Neptune is the planet of going everywhere and accepting everyone as your own brother and sister. And it also is expansion. It ties in beautifully with Jupiter. Jupiter was the original ruler of Pisces before Neptune was discovered. And then Neptune was discovered later, and Jupiter moved on and is the only ruler of Sagittarius. But Jupiter and Neptune have a lot in common. They're both about going everywhere, expanding. So Neptune being part of this 11-11 code means that we can expand infinitely this year. That, you know, there is really no end to how far you can take your ideas, your illuminations, your imagination. So don't stop yourself. Don't, you know, put any glass ceiling up. Don't even believe in such things, because that paradigm is gone. It's history. You know, as long as you put your energy in what was past, it'll still be active for you because you are living based on what you're focusing on. But if you actually eliminate that mindset, you will not live that way anymore. You actually will have progressed into another way of life, which is the new reality, the new dimension. So this is partly what this full moon governs. Now we have another very powerful grand trine, which is that big green triangle you see, and it happens with Mars and Jupiter. So Mars and Jupiter are together. They are forming what's called a conjunct. This is very positive. It's very a positive driven moment. This is about making decisions quickly, a joie de vivre that you feel. Mars is very stimulating. Mars is excited about opportunities. Mars wants to go for it in its own way. And then Jupiter expands those opportunities, makes you feel limitless and joyful into a place where basically you can grasp anything, because Jupiter is also very wise. It governs the ninth house of higher education and international travel and understanding, being, you know, a person who embraces the world, the cosmos, right? So we have this grand trine where there's a trine formed with Mars and Jupiter to the moon, and then from the moon to Neptune. And this is so beautiful. This is one of those moments where everything comes together. We've got the virility of Mars, the joy of Jupiter, the heart-centered moon, and the unconditional love of Neptune all coming together in this grand trine for this full moon that starts the 11th year. And of course, Sun and Moon at 11 degrees, Neptune at 11 degrees. So Jupiter plays a really big role in 2018. It basically is the planet of the year, which is hooray and awesome, because we've had a lot of other planets that were planets of the year recently, and to have Jupiter really rule the transits in 2018 is such fabulous news. You know, we've come through a lot of years where it's been sort of bottom heavy and serious, and we're going to feel a lot more mutability and movement and joy and openings, and you know, you just have to stay strong and stay, you know, secure and balanced and stable to move through them. So we want to now focus on one more thing, and that is that when these planets all get together this way, you know, especially at 11 degrees, your imagination can go to other places. And January in 2018 is a 12 universal month, which is very, very creative to begin with. So 12 reduces to 3, that is the number of the triad, the mother, father, child. So it is about creation. So when we have this 11-11 portal merged with the 11 universal year, merged with January's 12 universal month, there is such an enthusiasm that is born within you, right? It allows you to explore things that you didn't want it or couldn't or didn't have the courage to explore. You know, Jupiter with Mars are giving you so much courage now to go to that magical side, that side that is beyond where you might have gone. And that is basically, how can I love everything I do every day, including my neighbor, including, you know, everybody who appears in my life or who I hear about or listen to or don't agree with or, you know, am upset about? How can I actually turn that into love and understanding and compassion, because I've never walked his or her shoes? I actually don't know why they're feeling this way, and I can just give them the benefit of the doubt and be grateful for what I have. And so this gratitude theme is going to come through the year, because that is what Jupiter in the end really represents, is being grateful, feeling the joy in anything that happens. So finding that silver lining in everything that you do. So what an incredible moment to start the new year in this way. We even have another trine I want to tell you about. I'm just looking at it on the screen here, and that's the trine between Uranus and Mercury. That's also happening. So there's a fabulous energy there, and then there's a square between Mercury and Neptune. So when Mercury gets involved, and Mercury recently went direct again, there is a real sense of joie de vivre in terms of the mind being happy. Mercury is currently in Sagittarius, and so we've got this excitement with, you know, Neptune being involved and Uranus. There's a sense of being almost propelled to explore, propelled to feel free. Like you have no choice. You just want to go there. You want to go on this trip. You want to get on the plane or in the, you know, in your imagination to fly where you want to go. This is very much about flight and joy and, you know, those things that just make us happy to be alive. This is that enthusiasm, that magic that brings, you know, such empathy as well. So enjoy this incredible New Year's full moon in Cancer. So lots of love from me. Happy New Year, and I'll see you in 2018. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.